because, like I said, we are expecting a good season 2024, like very, very good. And now we have okay season. So we're going to harvest a good amount of coffee, but not as good as we are expecting, because the worst interference of coffee is temperature, because it's hard to control it. If we have drought, you could use irrigation and use a lot of techniques. But heat waves, it's impossible to control.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Mapper Forward's workshop, It's Time to Become a Coffee Consultant. Learn how to diversify your revenue streams and create freedom from your day job while saying goodbye to that alarm clock forever by becoming a consultant within the coffee industry or directly to consumers who have shifted towards home brewing and home roasting. Protect your income from challenging times in the coffee value chain by taking this course today. Go to mapperforward.coffee/workshops or click the link in the show notes for details. Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and this is unfortunately the final episode of this series with Jonas, agronomist extraordinaire from Brazil. Jonas, this has been a fantastic series so far. I want to thank you for your time and for your expertise. We cannot leave it this long till the next conversation. It's been a couple of years. In this final episode, we're going to talk about the predictions that you have for 2024 and 2025 for the harvests. Where I want to start that conversation is, what has happened in the last couple of months that has really started a lot of people getting worried about the harvest for the rest of this year and next year?
Yes, we got a lot of climate problems in Brazil. After, like I said, after 2020, and every year we have some issue. It's sometimes it's drought, sometimes it's heat waves, in a different
regions,
different part of the year. Right. In intensity, but always after 2020, we faced problems in fields. This time was in 2023, in the end of February, I saw fields that we gonna harvest one of the biggest seasons again in 2024, because we got plenty of rains. The climate was good, but then we have a lot of heat waves in Brazil, like with temperatures in Celsius close to 38 degrees, which for a coffee area is so high. And the worst part was not just today. Sometimes it was a week of very high temperatures, because coffee could take some have ways to take problems like droughts and lack of rain and
heat
waves. Yeah, and they have mechanisms, physiological mechanisms to take that and do not suffer a lot. But when we have a week, it's really complicated. So cough expand a lot of energy in order to maintain the temperature. And then when any kind of plant needs to use the saves
survival mechanisms.
Carbohydrates.
Yep.
How can I say that? Like it needs to expend energy to survive. That means we're going to have a bad season in fraud, because they will need that energy to spare that energy to bear fruits, to develop seeds. So part of the energy was
expend,
yeah, in keeping the coffee tree alive. Then after that, after December, we got a plenty of rains. So the coffee, it's beautiful now. but with not a lot of fruits in their branches because of this heat wave that affects more crops, not just coffee, but coffee was affected more than we are expecting. Because like I said, we are expecting a good season 2024, like very, very good. And now we have okay season. So we're going to harvest a good amount of coffee, but not as good as we are expecting because the worst interference of coffee is temperature because it's hard to control it. If we have drought, you could use irrigation and use a lot of techniques. But heat waves, it's impossible to control. There is no air conditioner in the field, and there is not a way to make the field to chill down. So it's affected all the regions which grows coffee in Brazil. But we still have a good perspective for 2025.
So if I understand it correctly, in February that was heat waves?
Before then.
Before February.
Yeah, it started, I think, in September.
Okay.
Then we have peaks in all the months, like last month, which used to be very milder in Brazil, like March. We got some peaks of temperatures too. And like we are in April in Brazil, and usually are fresher in this period of time. It's still hot, like we are in January, because January and February are typically hot months in Brazil, very hot. But the temperatures rise so much in advance and it's still high for now. But the most of the damage was caused in September to October and November because we are in the blossom season and the coffee flowers do not support a lot of heat. It's not prepared for that. The coffee tree could hold the situation and deal with that, but the coffee flowering not. That is why we have this impact in the coffee season, because that's beginning of the heat waves in September, October, and November.
So the tree undergoes stress. It uses its reserves to deal with that stress.
Yeah.
And then when it comes time to flower and to fruit, you see the consequences of the plant having used its resources to deal with the drought, to deal with the heat wave.
Yeah, exactly.
And the consequence of that is that a year, if I understand it correctly, a year that was supposed to have exceptional yield, we had less yield in cherry than what was supposed to happen. So does that mean that this year ended up being an average year or a down year compared with the year before?
We will have a little bit over that last year, because last year we got a problem too. I think was with the drought. I could not remember everything because every year there's
there's no downtime. I'm experiencing the same thing, my friend. I'm like,
so I do not remember was last or last year, because every year I have something.
The pandemic crushed us all. It seems like everything from then is like, wait, which was it? It was the 2020 was the pandemic, 2022, then we had droughts, then we had the wars, and then another war, and then heat waves. All of it seems to be a little intense. And now this year we've got the elections in America, which is, I'm sure, going to have some kind of impact on the weather in Brazil somehow. So go ahead.
So 2023, we got not as a good season that we are expecting because some problem that I will not remember in 2022. And then 2023 was an okay year, a little less,
yeah,
but so much less than we are expecting. So 2024 will be a better year than the last year, but not something like fantastic, like 10 million bags of coffee,
right,
more than last year, but will be better. Looking for the crop today, I'm seeing a good season 2025, but we know their climate, there are a lot of stuff that could happen until there. And I think the sea market are seeing that because, you know, we are just starting to harvest 2024 season, which are not so bad. And the sea market are not dropping as we are expecting, because I think there is a point now that speculator traders and roasters see that we maybe if with the Brazilian season, which are not so bad, but maybe coffee will not be so much available that we are expecting in 2024. And even the good perspectives for 2025 are not certain because there's a lot of things that could happen until there. Mm-hmm. And that makes me think what happens with the market that usually thinks, no matter what happens, I see a good season 2025. I don't care if there's some problem or crisis between that. We're going to drop the prices because there's a perspective. And there's this, for me, interesting to see just not the perspectives of good season and now in next year are not driving the market as its usual goal.
Do you think that there's a chance that people are not just speculating on the sea market, but that one reason that the sea price could be going up is because people are actually using it for the mechanism that it is used for? So what I mean is that people may start to realize that coffee is going to get more difficult to get access to. And so therefore they're actually buying legitimate contracts on the sea market, which is happening more and more because people need more commercial grade coffee. Do you think that that could be happening?
I think so. I think they just are facing the reality. Yeah. Like in 2020, I talk a lot of people after the frost and the roasters, nobody are caring about that. And was a year that we should care about that
big time
because of the frost. Yeah. So, but people are not caring. And then they're facing the consequences of that. They say, okay, it's not important. Coffee is coffee. It's always available. And I think there is a point in everything that we do in life that we could not deny the consequences. It's impossible to say it's in your face that something is getting wrong.
It's real.
So yeah, it's real. It's not about papers. It's about coffee now. They need coffee. They know that the consumption rate are not going
it's
down.
Going up.
The Chinese are getting more interested in coffee. Even in Brazilian coffee, we got like, I think, some months like 300 or 400% of increasing exportation for China. The robustas in Brazil, the canéforas, grows a lot, the volume of exportation, because they got problems in Vietnam and Indonesia too. So usually to have an idea, the canéforas in Brazil are all for domestic consumption, it's just a little fraction was exported, but the volume of this coffee are getting to outside of Brazil is growing faster. So farmers are exporting more coffee because people are interested in buying canéforas in Brazil too, because of that problem in Indonesia, of course. The traders in Brazil and farmers and cooperatives are doing their job in order to show worldwide the Canephoras, Brazilian Canephoras, which are not well known for many in many places. And they say, okay, it's as easier to buy coffee in Arabicas and Canephoras in Brazil, and it's a good opportunity to make new business. Because even with all the global, with all the political problems that we had in Brazil, the commercial part in Brazil usually was easier worldwide. So government is not trying to put this advantage, at least until now, to force people. So it's easier to trade coffee, trade anything in Brazil. And there is not a lot of burdens, like barriers to do that. So people start to be interested in Canephoras due to the shortage in Canephoras and Arabicas. But we are not expanding the volume of coffee. So I'm worried about the domestic consumption, where it goes if we export all the coffee to outside of Brazil. In Brazil, it's the second biggest consumption country in coffee after United States. So we are in, have an importance in growing and in consumption. And I don't know if we have a shortage in 2025. This will be a real, real problem for the industry at all. If Brazil do not reach that expectations that we are seeing now, I think 2024 will be a year of things gonna change when the coffee will be harvested. But if we face a problem in 2025 again, no matter it's drought, heat wave or frost, then we'll have a big problem about volume of coffee offered in domestic and international market.
So we will go from a real problem to a real, real problem.
Yeah.
That sums up the whole series, doesn't it?
Yes.
From 2024 to 2025. Excellent. Mm-hmm. From real problem to real, real problem. Real. Jonas, this has been fantastic. I can't thank you enough. I'm kicking myself that we left it this long before we had this conversation. Thank you for coming back onto the podcast. Where can people get in contact with you if they want to reach out or learn more about the agronomy work that you're doing?
Yeah, and most of my work is updated on Instagram account. That's Jonas Coffee Agronomist, which I bring my day on the farms with the farmers, like if I write some article or some interview. And I'm on LinkedIn too, if people are interested to talk about more scientific stuff and for any kind of consultancy or advisory. I keep there everything always updated about the technology in Brazil, and something that I read is interesting. It's Jonas Ferrareso. But if you type Jonas Coffee Agronomist, the LinkedIn page will appear too. So get there. I love to talk with people, no matter if a client or not. I think sharing information is very important to make everything better. No matter how much I know about something, if I keep it with me, have no value to me. So sharing, it's what make the world better, the coffee better, and everything better.
You're an asset to our industry, sir. And links are in the show notes to connect with Jonas, folks. So please don't be shy to reach out. Jonas, will you do us the honor of signing off our episode as for the last time for this series? Peace, love, and peanut butter. Will you do that for us?
Yeah. Loves and peanut butter.
You're the best. Have an amazing rest of your day, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. Please don't forget to show us some love by subscribing, liking, commenting, and most of all, sharing this podcast with your friends. Check the show notes for links, including our sponsors and our Patreon. And stay tuned for more great conversations on the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward.